why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear friends. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance on Dialogue. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. In this dialogue that we're covering, it is a dialogue between Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and one of his companions by the name of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. So we find that Ishaq ibn Yaqub, of course, he wrote these multiple questions and queries to Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And in response, His Eminence gave these answers to him about these various different issues. And so one of the things that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam says to Ishaq ibn Yaqub is that as far as the problems which will occur in the future, you should refer to the narrators of our traditions for their verdicts, as they are my proofs to you, and I am Allah's proof to them. So, of course, I'm sure that many of you have heard this very famous statement of the 12th divinely appointed Imam and the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so here we find that even though this conversation took over 1,000 years ago, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is speaking about the various problems and probably the innumerable and countless problems that will occur in the future. Now, as unfortunately some of the Muslim sects have understood it, They believe that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi did not leave a successor. And so what's interesting is one of the things we learn from this statement is that the imams themselves, and especially the 12th imam, when he is going into greater occultation, has not left the Muslim ummah without a guide or without somebody to look towards when it comes to the religious problems and religious issues and the socio-political and communal issues that the Muslims will face. So how is it possible that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the seal of prophethood, did not have the acumen or the insight to have a successor where the Muslims could look towards? But here again, this idea, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, speaking about how the people should refer to the narrators of their traditions because these narrators, these muhaddithin, these fuqaha, these jurisprudents, these maraji, these symbols and these individuals that are to be emulated, these people are the proofs of the Imam upon humanity, just as the Imam is the proof of the Almighty Allah as well upon all of humanity. And so here in the present day where we are faced with troubling times, again, it is the maraji, it is the esteemed leadership of wilaya, it is esteemed leaders like, for example, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, or we had Imam Khomeini in the recent past, may Allah bless his soul, and other great religious scholars such as Ayatollah Sistani, who are the proofs of Imam al-Mahdi upon us, the human beings, just as Imam al-Mahdi is the proof of Allah upon them. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Quranic Nubuwwah. If I'm on the path of the Anbiya, I have to fight against the Tawaghit. Ayat of Quran, the Anbiya would get busy. Surah 3, verse 146. 3, 146. وَكَأَيِّن مِن نَبِيٍّ. How many of our prophets? قَاتَلَ مَاهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. A multitude of godly men would fight alongside that prophet. A multitude of godly individuals, righteous people, would fight alongside the prophet. After that, we came to wilaya. There was wilaya between us as believers. There was vertical wilaya between us and God, us and the representative of God, us and the imam of the time, us and the wali of the time, wilaya. The problem of all of humanity. You and I, we wonder what kind of a situation is mankind in that would allow a situation like Palestine? Why is it the whole world can watch for 150 days while there's ethnic cleansing and just watch people slaughtered? What happened? The Ahlul Bayt teach us that all of the misery you see in the world, the root cause of it is the wilaya of the taghut. This is a hadith. The imam says this, Nahnu aslul khair. We, Ahlul Bayt, are the root of all goodness. Wa furu'u ta'atullah. The branches of goodness are the obedience of Allah. Wa aduwuna. The enemy of the Ahlul Bayt. Aslul shar. The root of all evilness and wickedness. وَفُرُوهُ مَعْسِيَةُ اللَّهِ. All of the branches of wickedness, the slaughter, the murder, the homelessness, the rape, the killing, the torture, the fruit, the branches of this evil tree of the wilayah of the taghut.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.